Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Samach Hei, and we will begin on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, 14 lines from the bottom. Our Gemara continues discussing the status of Ketanim and the ability to affect Kinyonim. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Amar Rasi, Tzror V'Zarkon, Egez V'Notloi, if the child is of such maturity that if you give her a stone, or her a stone, they throw it away. But if you give them a nut, the nightloi, they keep it. Such a child, zoich la'atzmoi, vein zoich la'cheirim, has the ability to acquire something for themselves, but not for others. Chafetz machzirach l'shah, if the charity is even on a higher level, then when you give them something, they're able to give it back to you an hour later. Their halach is that since it's a higher level of maturity, they have the ability to make a kinyan both for themselves and for others. Machloikus Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. According to Rashi, our Gemara is only referring to a drabonin ability. A child that's not bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, certainly doesn't have the ability to fek kinyonim. We're only speaking midrabonin. However, Tosfos learns that our Gemara is referring even midaraisa. The Paiskim and the Mefarshim also point out that even though we learned the other day that mitzias cheres shayt v'katan, that if a cheres shayt v'katan find an object, it only belongs to them v'mnei darkei shalom. So from there we seem to see that they don't have the ability to affect kinyonim. Here we see our Gemara is teaching us that at a certain point they do have the ability to affect kinyonim. So the Mefarshim say a very fundamental difference. In the case of a mitzia, there's only one party involved, the child who's picking up the object from the floor. However, in the case of our Gemara, where there is somebody giving, selling, borrowing, lending to the cotton, so there's a dasa cheres makna. One of the parties to the transaction is a godel, and therefore the halacha is, the pais can point out, it's much more of an effective kinyan midraisa according to Tosfos, midrabanan according to Rashi. Which of course, as we discuss this Gemara, and we'll discuss the subject more as we get into the shir beis Hashem Yisborach, the question comes up as follows. We know that the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that since on the first day of Sukkot, the Torah tells us, v'lekachtem lochem, we have to own the dalaminim to mekayim the mitzvah, one should be careful not to give a child his dalaminim before he himself first is mekayim the mitzvah, because since the child has the ability to receive but not to give, we'll have a problem getting back the dalaminim from the child. As the Paiskim, if our Gemara is teaching us that children have the ability of, if there is a certain level of intelligence or maturity, to make kinyonim, why is there a problem with giving the child the dalaminim and then receiving it back? So certainly if the child is below the level of intelligence that has been identified in our Gemara, it's not a question. Because our Gemara says only at a certain point do they have that din. Below that age, they don't have the din. However, the Mefarshim can point out that according to Rashi's explanation of our Gemara, the Rashi, as we just said, explained that this is only a halacha midrabanan. Midaraisa, they certainly never have the ability to affect the kinyan. We now have an understanding. Here we're talking about that we own these items midaraisa, that we need to own them midaraisa, the mitzvah of dalaminim, and therefore this din, which is only a din midrabanan, would not be effective. However, the Paiskim go on to discuss. The Paiskim say that if there are children selling the dalaminim, one should be careful not to buy from children the dalaminim. Again, for as the explanation that we just explained, since they don't have the ability to make kinyonim, certainly if they're younger, and even if they're older, if they don't, according to Rashi and other Rishonim, it's only midrabanan, we need to own the dalaminim midoraisa, and therefore we have to be careful not to make a kinyan for the dalaminim buy the Dalminim from children. The question that I saw that the Mechus Yitzchak discusses is that very often children sell Arovis. And what is the halacha regarding buying Arovis from children? So he says again, perhaps L'chatchila, one should only buy even the Arovis that we want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah properly from adults. But then he wants to suggest, it really depends on the place, that in certain places Arovis grow hefker. They grow near the water or they grow on trees that are hefker. And since a child has the ability, perhaps, to take something from hefker, because it's really no one's, so kinyan is not involved, there may be easier, he wants to suggest, for one to be able to buy Arovis that the child received from hefker, for one to buy the Arovis from him. Said the Gemara, Kamritzka made a Shmuel. When this halacha was said to Shmuel, Amali, he said to me, Da v'da achasi. The halachas are the same. Asked the Gemara, what does that mean? My da v'da achasi. What did he mean when they said they're all the same? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says what he meant was, Echad zeh, v'echad zeh. Both types of level of maturity, whether he knows the difference between a stone and a nut, or whether he understands how to return a borrowed object, the halacha is in both cases, zoicha la'atzmai, he has the ability to acquire something for himself, vein zoicha la'cherim, but not the ability for others. Ask the Gemara, Masr of Chinan Vardon, the Mishnah teaches us, Masech the Ervin, but a word of introduction. As we have said, midaraisa, all Rishus Hayochids are the same. And one could carry from any Rishus Hayochid, from one Rishus Hayochid to another Rishus Hayochid. However, Chazal said, since there are different types of Rishus Hayochid, and there are Rishus Hayochids that are more private versus other Rishus Hayochids, the best example would be if two people each have their own homes, but they share a driveway. So my home is my Rishus Hayochid, your home is your Rishus Hayochid, the driveway is a shared Rishus Hayochid. So again, even though Midaraisa one could carry from one Rishus Hayochid to another Rishus Hayochid, Chazal said since these Rishus Hayochids aren't the same, so in order to avoid somebody carrying from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim, Chazal said that we shouldn't carry from a more private type of Rishus Hayochid to a more public type of Rishus Hayochid. However, we know that Chazal also gave us a way of being able to carry in such a situation that has been making Eruv Chatzeris. Similarly, in the times of Chazal, a number of Chatzeris were open to a Mavli. And again, the Chatzeris were more private than the Mavli, because the Chatzeris were for the use of the people that lived in that courtyard. The Mavli is a place that's used for people from all the courtyards. And again, Chazal said, in order for people to be able to carry from the Chatzeros to the Mavui, they had to make Shtufei Mavos. Shtufei Mavos is by, in a situation, by putting food in one of the Chatzeros that's contributed by everybody, and by creating that situation, it becomes like we're all together, and then the halachas we could carry from the Chatzeros to the Mavui. Says the Mishnah Masechta Erevin, Ketzad Mishtatfim Mavui. How do we make Shtufei Mavos? And again, the Mishnah is referring to a situation where, although technically the best way to make shtufe mevos would be by one person, by every person donating something towards the shtufe mevos, but of course that is a bother. So we're talking about trying to set up a situation where one person really provides for everybody. Typically, it would be the person whose chatzar cannot, who will be making the shtufa mavaz. But that person who's providing the food cannot really affect a kinyan on behalf of all the other members who want to participate in the shtufa mavaz, because the item is remaining in his chatzar. So what he does is he needs to designate an individual who will be kaina the shtufa mavaz on behalf of all the other members. Again, let's say he doesn't have one of those members easily available, so he wants to use one of his family members. So says the Mishnah, Ketzah Mishtat Mimavoy, Menechas Achavis, they would typically use a barrel of wine to make shtufim v'os. This barrel of wine should be for all the bnei amavoy. Again, how does he affect the kinyan? He transfers the ownership machlokes rishonim, how to define what gedolim mean. Some rishonim say gedolim mean adults, bar mitzvah, versus children who are below bar mitzvah. Others explain gedolim and ketanim here is, are these children being supported by this person, then they consider ketanim no matter what their age is, versus if they're not being supported by him, then they consider gedolim, or they avdei v'shifchos avrim. Ask the Gemara, hai shifcha echidami. Exactly, who is the shifcha avri that we're referring to? Ida ask yishtei saris, if she already matured, the question is my bagabe. The halacha is, once the girl matures, she no longer remains an oma havriya. El alav, we must be referring to an Om Avriya who did not yet bring Shtei Saris. And yet it says in the Mishnah, she has the ability to affect a kinyan on behalf of others. Isn't this a clear proof that even a young child has the ability to affect kinyan? Ask the Miches Chinuch. There's a Machloikis Rishonim if a Om Avriya can only be passable by a girl who's below Bas Mitzvah, or even by a girl who's above Bas Mitzvah. And there are Rishonim that say that even a girl above Bas Mitzvah could be Om Avriya. So why is our, just only if she sold herself, Om Avriya that was sold by a father cannot remain an Om Avriya when she's above Bas Mitzvah. But if she sells herself, she could be Om Avriya even if she's older. So isn't our Gemara, ask the Miches Chinuch, a raya that isn't so? Because if the halacha were to be that a girl who's above Bas Mitzvah, as long as she sold herself, she wasn't sold by a father, she could be Oma Avriya, so why don't we say that that's the girl we're referring to? Answers the Miches Chinuch. Even if we'll hold that a girl could be an Oma Avriya when she's above Bas Mitzvah, the halacha would still be, he says, that she's not the regular Oma Avriya that the halacha is, that she can marry Eved Kenani or other halachas. And therefore, that's not the Oma Avriya that we're referring to. Answers the Gemara. Over here, we allow the kinyan to be affected by a ketana. Kushtani shtufim avos drabonin. This entire concept is midrabonin. Omer of Chizda, ishtik vardon. When Verdon heard this answer, he remained silent. Says the Gemara, by Rav Chisda making the statement, obviously he felt that Verdon could have said something, he just didn't say it. Ask the Gemara, my Havilah Meimer, what could have Verdon said to protest against this answer? Answers the Gemara, what he could have said was, call the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kain the Raisa Tikkun. There's a rule throughout Shas that whatever Chazal establish a rule, they model it after the Raisa. So if Midaraisa a ketana doesn't have the ability to affect the kinyan, they ought to not have that ability by the rabbanan either. Vidach, how does Rav Chisda respond? Answers the Gemara. Ki aminu called the tikkun rabbanan, kain deraisa tikkun. Where do we say the Chazal say the Chazal model their rules after the deraisa b'milsa the islayik min haTorah, something that has a foundation in the Torah? Ava milsa the less lay ikum in a Torah, something that doesn't have a foundation in the Torah, such as our case, loy. And the Mefarshim explain, why doesn't have a foundation in the Torah? Either this din that you can't carry Mishisa Yochid, Lurishisa Yochid, is something that doesn't have a foundation in the Torah, or others want to suggest this whole concept that you could correct such a situation through Shtufa Mevoz doesn't have a concept in the Torah. I saw that the Steichemah discusses that now our Gemara made a distinction between a Drabonon that has a basis in the Torah versus a Drabonon that does not have a basis in the Torah. That even though we know the halacha is chotzi shir osim in a Torah, something that's only just less than the shir, even though it may not be an oinish, but it's still osim in a Torah. Steichemah wants to, and that would be the same thing by a Drabonon, wants the Stechemet to suggest that that's perhaps only by the Rabbanon Sheish Le'ikim in HaTorah, not by the Rabbanon the less Le'ikim in HaTorah. However, most Paiskim disagree with the Ram, with the Stechemet. The Ramshik says we don't see this anywhere in the Gemara that makes such a difference, and by all the Rabbanons the Halacha is Chatzi Sheim in HaTorah. Continues the Gemara, Moser of Avya. So if Avya asked the second, another question. Marima ma Maisa Sheini. The Halacha is that Maisa Sheini could be redeemed. But there's a difference who is redeeming the Maisa Sheini. If the owner of the produce is redeeming Maisa Sheini, he has to add a fifth. If someone else is redeeming the Maisa Sheini, he doesn't have to add a fifth. So, says the Mishnah, if somebody wants to circumvent the need to add a fifth, Ketzad, what should he do? He should tell one of his children, here you have this money, and then he could be paid the Maisa Sheini. And again, ask the Gemara, exactly what is the case? If the Shifcha already brought by Saris, so the question is, my boy Gabay, why is she still by his home? If she didn't bring yet the Beis Saris, isn't this a proof that even a child could affect the Kenyan? So the Rishonim asks, the child is not doing something on behalf of someone else. By the father giving him the money or her the money, he's doing it on their own behalf. The whole question of Agamar is, could a katan or katana be zoicha for others, not if they could be zoicha for themselves? So the Rishonim explained, here we're referring to Harama. Since we know that they're really doing it on behalf of their parents, and it's the parents' money that they're using, even though ostensibly they're doing it for themselves, it's not really considered that they're doing it for themselves. It's also important to point out that our Gemara uses the word marimim, with ayin. The Mefarshim explained that they're two very similar words with very different definitions. Marimim, with ayin, means to circumvent, as we're learning here. There's a halachic, permissibly, way of circumventing adding the chaymish. However, there's another word called mirma, mem reish mem hei. That means to use unacceptable trickery, which is osur. So the question is, if we're saying that a katan or a katana cannot affect the kinyan for a gadol, how would this work? Answers the Gemara, Hakam Maiskinen, the Maisa Bismanazah, we're referring to Maisa Bismanazah, which is only the Rabbanim. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that's referring Bismanazah? This Mishnah refers to an Amavriya. Vamavriya Bismanazah Mi'ika. Is there Amavriya nowadays? For time, the Brisa says, Ain Everett Ivri Noig, the Dinam of Everett Ivri and Amavriya are only in effect. There's no Yovel, there's no Amavriya. So then the Mishnah can't be speaking about Bezman Azeh. It says the Gemara, it's referring to a case, produce that grew from a pot, from a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in the bottom, that the entire obligation to take Maisa from there is only the Rabbanan. The Chazon Ish says an interesting proof from this Gemara. Chazon Ish asks, we know that Yovel became null and void by the time of Churban Abayis. What would be the halach if somebody bought an Eved Ivri right before the Churban, and then the Bayis Hamidrash became destroyed? Would the din of Eved Ivri or Mavri still be in effect? He says the Gemara, by not saying that that's the case of our Mishnah, proves that that is not true. Once the Bayis Hamidrash became destroyed, any Eved Ivri or Mavri were in place, no longer had the din of Eved Ivri or Mavriya, that all became null and void with the Churban Abayis. Mefarshim ask, they actually ask two questions with one answer. The Gemara says, when the Gemara wants to speak, give us an example of the Rabbanan Meiser, Otsu Chedonokov. Ask the Mefarshim, why don't we say that it's referring to other fruits and vegetables, other than Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer, that the halacha is that their obligation, a meiser, is only the Rabbanan. Another question that they ask is, when the Gemara gave the answer, the meiser v'zman is the Rabbanan, why didn't the Gemara ask that we just made a distinction. There are different types of Rabbanim. And Rabbanim that have a basis in the Torah, we treat like a Daraisa. Answers the Mefarshim, really that is all included in the Gemara's question. When the Gemara asked Amav Riya Bezman Hazeh Mi'ikah, one question was, how could you say that's referring to Bezman Hazeh? There is no evidence of Riya Amar Avriya. And the other question that the Gemara meant to ask is, furthermore, even Bezman Hazeh, where Mice is Drabonon, it still has the Ikum and Atayra. To that, the Gemara answers that it's referring to Atut Shein HaNokev. Not only is it Atut Shein HaNokev, but it's Atut Shein HaNokev that's growing produce that's not dog and Tirish V'Yitzer. So we have here two Drabonons. Since it's two Drabonons, even if it has somewhat of a basis in the Torah, certainly it doesn't apply, and there are halachas that are cotton could affect a kinyan, affect the pigeon. This concept of marimim, that we could use halachically permissible ways of affecting, of circumventing the din, certainly we know that it's used regarding mechiras chametz, but I saw it in other places where it's used. One place I saw it's used is regarding tefilas kalim. We know that we buy kalim, we have to take them to the mikvah. The Shulchan Aruch discusses a situation where one bought a keli right before Shabbos, right before Yontif, that the halacha Shabbos and Yontif, we're not allowed to take a keli to the mikvah, that the halacha that under this specific extenuating circumstance, we could lend the keli to a guy, and since it's a keli owned by a guy, the halacha is that we don't have to be tovel it, because only kalim owned by Jews require tefilas kalim. Again, isn't this a situation of a haroma? So Mefarshim, the Paiskim say, and this is a haroma by something that has a ikum and a taira. Tefilas kalim is a daraisa. So Mefarshim answer that since the chiv of tefilas kalim is not a chiv on the actual vessel, it's a chiv on the person who wants to use the vessel, so it's less of a chiv, and under extenuating circumstances, we can rely on such a haroma. Another case where I saw haroma is where a person is moving. And the halacha is when a person is moving, he's not supposed to take the mezuzahs, supposed to leave the mezuzahs typically for the person who's going to move into his home. But let's say a person has very expensive mezuzahs, and the person who's moving into his home doesn't want to pay for these expensive mezuzahs. So the Paiskim say that he could say that he's taking off his mezuzahs to have them checked, and then put up new other mezuzahs that are not so expensive, and leave those mezuzahs. Again, it's somewhat of a situation of haroma, explained the Paiskim, but again, since it's within the letter of the law, Chazal allow such a haroma. Says the Gemara further, Amar Rava, Gimel, Midas Bekotan, the three categories of Ketanim, Tzra V'Zarkai, Egev and Notloi. If you have a child who knows to throw away the stone and keep the knot, Zoichel Atzim and Zoichel Acherim, has the ability to acquire something for themselves, but not for others. Connect the B'Ktana, a girl that age, Miskadesh Islamiyun. We know in Midaraisa, only a father has the ability to give his daughter away in marriage. However, Chazal said that if a Ktana is a Yesoima, then her mother or her brothers can marry her off. But since it's only Kedusha Durabonon, that marriage can be annulled as long as she annuls it before she's a Bas Mitzvah. The Ramah quotes two opinions. If this halacha also applies by the Ketana herself, could a Ketana herself affect such a Kedusha? And he says that two opinions, the Ramah quotes two opinions, if yes. Ha Pu'utais, already an older child, Mecha Mekach, Mekka or Manker, they have the ability to buy and sell metaltlin. We'll connect the Bektana, and a girl that age, Miskareshes B'Kedusha Avia, is old enough to receive a get by Kedusha Daraisa. If a father married her off, she's Mekudeshes Medaraisa, the Kedushin is enough of a Kedushin that she can receive, she's enough of a maturity that she can receive her own get. Higil Oinus Nadarim, once a child is the age that she can make Nadarim, that the Nadarim are valid, Nadreim Neder, Vigdash and Hegdash, or connect the Ketana at that age with Chaletzis. However, Olimka b'nechsei aviv, to be able to sell properties that a child received as a Yerusha from his father, it only is effective at Shevet Esrim when he's 20 years old. And the Mefarshim explain why. Mefarshim say, money that I worked for, I have more of an appreciation for, and therefore I will not mistreat it. However, here we're referring to money that he got as a Yerusha. He didn't have to work for that money, and therefore he won't take it as serious, and we don't allow him to sell it until he's 20 years old. Machlokes Rishonim, a number of Machlokes Rishonim around this din. Some say that this din is only by the average child. If you see that the child is particularly intelligent and will not mistreat the money, then even if he's less than 20, he could sell. Others say, on the other hand, if he's particularly not that sharp, then even when he's 20, we don't let him sell. Some distinguish between a Yerusha that he received from his father, which we just discussed, versus a Yerusha that he might have received from someone else, a grandfather, an uncle. That Yerusha we do allow him to sell. Most Rishonim say that this is only a din regarding selling, that we don't allow him to sell property unless he's 20 years old. But regarding giving away a gift, there we know that a person, even a child, will not give away a gift unless he recognizes that it's warranted. And there, even if he's above bar mitzvah and less than 20, he could give away these properties as a gift. And another thing I saw from the Yismach Moshe is that this then only applies by Jews, not by Goyim. Because he says, we see that Esav sold his Bechayra to Yaakov. When that event took place, they were below 20 years old. So the question is, how could that be effective? Again, Esav was a Goy. Says the Mishnah, Ketanish Amris Kabbali Giti. If a Ketana appoints a Shliach L'Kabbalah, and it get at Sheigia L'Yodah. A Ketana does not have the ability to appoint a Shliach L'Kabbalah, and therefore the get is not a get until she actually receives it. And therefore, lefikatam rotza baal lachsu yachsur. The husband has the ability to retract it until she actually receives it. Shein katan oisa shliach. A katan doesn't have the ability to make a shliach. The Ravid explains that a katan doesn't have the din, doesn't have the ability to make a shliach, because he says the pasuk that teaches us the din, that shlichus is effective, is referring to hafrashas truma, and hafrashas truma has to be done by gadol or gedola, and therefore a ketana cannot affect shlichus. However, the rishonim and the achronim ask a question on the ravid's pshat, because the din that a cotton or that a ketana should not be able to affect shlichus is only because, where can somebody appoint a shliach? Something that they can't do themselves. Since, as we just learned in the previous Gemara, a ketana, if she's of the proper maturity, can receive a get. So the halacha ought to be that she should be able to appoint a shliach. If she can receive a get, she should be able to appoint a shliach to receive a get on her behalf. Therefore, the Rambam has a different explanation. The Rambam says that shlichus requires that the shliach be appointed in front of Eidus, and Ein Eidus L'Katan. A Katan can't affect something that requires Eidus, which the Pnei Yeshua asks on. We just said that a Ketana can receive a get. If a Ketana can receive a get, we know that the Halach is like Rebbe Lezer, that Eidim is Sira Karti, and Eidim is Sira, so the Ketana can receive a get in front of Eidim. So why are we saying that Ein Eidus L'Katan? So our Sameach and Rav Chaim Brisker make the following distinction. They say that there are two types of situations where we need Eidus. One is where we need Eidus is that the Eidim are testifying that there was a Mesiris Haget. Since, as we know, and we will learn it in Mitzvah Shem again today, a get can be given even Midaraisa Bal Karcha against the will of the woman. So she's not appointing Eidim. Eidim are just testifying to what happened. There the din of Ein Eidus L'Katan doesn't apply. However, our case refers to a situation where the Ketana is actually appointing these Eidim. To appoint the Eidim, you need to have the, you have to, a katan or ktana can't do. Continues the Mishnah. Vim amala avia. However, if the ktana's father said, say v'skaba l'biti gita, that he appoints a shlich l'kabala, here halach is, in rotzal achsa, that's an effective minui, and lo yachsa. I saw an interesting shaila, a machloikas achroinim. What would be the halacha if the girl is a ktana and the father appointed a shlich l'kabala, and before the shlich l'kabala received the get, the father Rachman al-Tzlan became a shaita or he died? What would be the halacha? The tzai says that since this person is acting as a shlich of the father, if the father is no longer here, he can no longer, his shlichus is no longer effective. However, the Chassam Sofer says that since the girl is still alive, and ultimately he's acting as a shlich for the girl, not for the father, the shlichus can continue. Continues the Mishnah. Hayim ten gets el ishti b'makom pleini. When the husband tells the shlich, give the get to my wife, who is in such and such a place, v'nasno love a makmacher, and then he ends up giving the woman the get somewhere else, posel, it's not valid. However, if he said harehi b'makom pleini, he just was giving him direction that he's in a different place, v'nasno b'makmacher, and then he gave the get to the woman in another place, there halach would be that it's kosher. And as Rav Shmuel Rozovsky explains, this is not a situation of a tanai, that the husband's making a stipulation. Rather, explains Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, that this is considered part of the minui hashlichus, that he's only a shlich under these terms. And that's why the Mefarshim explain that if it were tanai, we know that for tanai to be effective, we need to have a tanai kofel. Here there would be no need for tanai kofel. Continues the Mishnah. A woman said, "Accept for me my get in this specific place." The kibbutz of a makmacher, and they accepted it elsewhere. The halacha is possible. Rabbi Elazar machsha, however, Rabbi Elazar disagreed, and he said it's kosher. However, hopefully gitti b'makom pleini. If she said, "Bring me my get from this place," via makmacher, and they brought the get from another place, kosher. Ask the Gemara. Why in the Reisha would a husband said give her to get in a certain place, and if she didn't, says the Mishnah, the Loi Polig, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Lazar, that the get is possible. Or Maishna Sefer, where he didn't, where the woman said it, Polig, does he disagree and say that the get is kosher? Answers the Gemara, Ihu, the husband who controls the giving of the get, the Midate Megarish. So he says he wants it in a certain place. If it's anywhere else, he's copied and the get would be invalid. And as the Rishonim give two reasons why. Either because he's embarrassed, he wants the get to be given in this place because he's embarrassed that people should know he's getting divorced anywhere else, or because he wants to embarrass the woman and give her the get in a place which will cause her embarrassment. Says the Beis Aaron, what would be the nafkamina between these two pshatim? So he says the nafkamina between these two pshatim would be if the get were to be given again in the place that he indicated. If the point is that he doesn't want the get to be given anywhere else because it's going to cause him embarrassment, so once the get was given in the wrong place, it becomes invalid. But if the point is that he wants to embarrass her, so even if the get was first given elsewhere, now where it's given in the place that he identified, where it's going to cause her embarrassment, it ought to be effective. However, she, the Baal Karcha Miskereshes, she gets divorced against her will. Mara Mokamalai, when she set a place, we only assume that what she meant was to show that I want to give him direction where you're going to find my husband, but not to mean that it has to be specifically in that place. If a Kohen's wife told someone, Havli Giti, bring me my get, some Rishonim want to point out that isn't this a proof that a woman could appoint a shlich l'halacha, which we discussed at the beginning of our parak, she cannot do. So Rishonim say it's not a regular shlich l'halacha. It doesn't mean that she's saying, you'll be a shlich l'halacha. It means, bring me the get, and when I receive the get will be effective. So she's the wife of Truma. The halacha is a chelos b'truma. She could continue eating Truma at she get liyada. However, if she said, hiskabli giti, be for me a shlich l'kabola, asur lech b'truma miyad. She's not allowed to eat Truma right away, because we're concerned that maybe he's going to get right away. We know it takes him a while till he receives the get. So ways Tosfos seems to learn, so she should have a chazaka, and she should be able to continue eating truma. So Tosfos seems to learn, similar to his position that we discussed in the previous year, that since she didn't identify and make up a specific time by which the get would be effective, we, as Chazal said, leaving it with an open-ended situation, we have to penalize her that the get should immediately, that she be immediately considered like she is not an Eishes Kohen and may no longer eat truma. Other Mefarshim explain that the appointment of a Shlich LeKabbalah breaks the Chazaka that she has, that she's an Eishes Kohen, and therefore she can no longer eat truma. Hiskabali Gitti B'makom Pliny, but if she's told the Shlich, accept my get in this place, the Halacha is a Chelz B'truma, actually get Lois B'makom. She could eat truma until he get is given in that place. Rabbi Elazar is Miyad, but Rabbi Elazar says she must immediately stop eating truma. Says the Gemara, the Tanakhama said in the last din of our Mishnah, Gita Mayahava, that if the get is delivered to her in the designated location, even after she received it elsewhere, it's a valid get. Ask the Gemara of Amit Resha, didn't we just learn in the previous Mishnah that according to the Tanakhama, Loi have a getta, it's not a get if it wasn't received in the place that was so designated? And it's the Gemara, Loi Tzricha, our Mishnah is referring to a situation, the Amr Loi Iskabel Gita in Masa Mechasya, accept the get for me in Masa Mechasya. But she also said, the Zimna de Meshkach Slav Bavel, sometimes you're going to find my husband in Bavel, Vach Kamerlin, this is what she said, Mishko, to take the get from my husband, Kol Hecha de Meshkach Slav Shaklimenei, wherever you find it, take it. However, Gita Lehava, but she said that it shouldn't be considered effective, a valid get, add the Matas L'Masa Mechasya until you come to my city here in Masa Mechasya. Rabbi Lazar Ois Miyat, but Rabbi Lazar says that the Kayin's wife can't eat truma as soon as the shliach leaves, even if she identified a place where the get should be received. Says the Gemara, Pshita, isn't this Rabbi Elazar's opinion? The Gemara Makom Hiloi, she told him that, as we learned in the previous Gemara, or she's really just giving him advance notice where you're probably going to find my husband, but not to say it has to be over there. And says the Gemara, Loi Tzricha, the Mishnah case, Darmalei Zila Mezrach, Disa Mezrach, she told the shliach, go to the east side, because you're going to find my husband on the east side. The Ka'azul Lamarav. And then the shliach goes off to the west side. Shouldn't that be clear proof that she should be able to continue eating truma? Because the husband's on the east side, and he's going to the west side. Manatema B'marav Alessa. He's certainly not on the west side. So she should be able to continue eating truma. Kamash Malon, that's what the Mishnah teaches us. Dilma Bahadi the Ka'azul, as he's walking, Megas goes by, he may indeed meet the husband, the Yav Legita, and therefore because of that concern, and according to Belaza, that will be an effective get, because of that concern, she has to stop eating truma immediately. Says the Gemara, Haim L'Shlucha, somebody tells a Shluyach, Arv Liba Truma, make me an Erev Tchumim with dates, Virv Liba Groigris, but the Shluyach used Groigris. Or vice versa. He said, use groigris, vera lebetruma. Tani chade ruva erif. One brisa says that it's an effective erif. Tani idach en ruva erif. Another brisa says it's not a valid erif. Amarava loikash harabonin. The brisa that says that's not a valid erif follows the opinion of the rabbonin, the Tanakam Vamishnah, who says that when a place is indicated, it means only that place. Similarly, if he says to use a specific item, only that item should be used. Harab Elazar, who says that when the place is indicated, it doesn't mean specifically that place, like we've been explaining. Maramokum Huloi. She's just helping him find the place, but not that it must be that place. Harabonan Damrik Peda. The place I'm saying because I specifically want this place. Harvelezo Domemar Mokim Hiloi. And therefore, it doesn't necessarily have to be tomorrow, it could be Gregoris or vice versa. Rav Yosef says, we could reconcile the contradictory brises in the following way. Hava Rabbanan. Both braises can represent the opinion of Rabbanan. Kam b'shaloi, where he's using his own fruit. So, since it's all my fruit, so even if the shliach didn't use the fruit that I specified, I don't care, as long as I have an eruv. However, kam b'shalchaveroi, if I'm using my friend's fruit, he gave me permission. Perhaps he only gave me permission to use that, the tamarim, not the gregris, or vice versa. Amal Abaya asks Abaya, Vahada Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Haim l'shlucha, if somebody tells a shliach, Arav li b'megdol, put my eruv in a migdol, v'ir l'b'shevach, and he puts it in a nest, or vice versa. He told him put it in the shevach, and he put it v'ir l'b'megdol. Tanya chad the eruv v'eruv. One braisa says that the eruv is a valid eruv. But Tanya, another braisa says, ein eruv v'eruv. How do we reconcile this? By fruit, I could say that my friend doesn't care which fruit I use. My friend does care, I don't care. But here, we're just putting down the Erev. Why would he care if I put it in the Shoivich, or why would I care if I put it in the Migdol? Answers the Gemara, Hasanami, it doesn't mean where the Erev is being placed. The way to understand those that braisa is, it could pair the Migdol. There are peiris in the Migdol, and they compare it to Shavuch. And again, if it's my fruit, I really don't care which fruit you use. If you took it from the Migdol, you took it from the Shavuch. If it's my friend's fruit, I care. From here, the Sefer Chassidim, Mishnah Brura quotes the Sefer Chassidim, says that if somebody gives instructions, it's important to follow those instructions. And therefore, the Sefer Chassidim says that if somebody sends food, particularly to a poor person, and he says, I'm sending you the food, L'kavod Shabbos, the person should l'chatchila use that food for Shabbos meals, because that's the purpose that he received it. Of course, the Chavos Yoh says that if the person has enough food for Shabbos and he just can't use it for Shabbos, he should use it during the week, better than throwing it out. But if at all possible, if you're following your friend's instructions, you're supposed to follow them as your friend so said. Says the Mishnah, Haimer, if a husband says, Kisfu get v'tenu l'ishti, write a get and give it to my wife. Or use the word Gershua, Kisfu eres v'tenula, write a letter and give it to her. Ha'elu yichtav v'yitnu. All of this is to be construed as a proper indication that he wants the get to be given. However, if he says, Patrua, Parnesua, Asula kanimus, Asula karoi, all of these languages, Loyam aklum, are not considered that to get is considered a valid get. The Chroinim discuss why is this appointment of a shliach of shlichim effective. The get isn't where he says write and give the get. The get is a milsad that isn't ba'olam, and we know that something that davish la ba'olam we can't give instructions over. So many mefarshim, the Tzais and Machnafraim, say since this person had the ability, the husband has the ability to write and give a get, so he could appoint a shliach since he could do it himself. The Shari Yosher of Shimon Shkop and others explain the Gemara in the following fashion. They say the reason why Ein Adam Makna Dovash Shla B'Loilam is because if it's a Dovash Shla B'Loilam, it lacks in my ownership. I really don't own something that doesn't exist. So they explain. Here, since I have the ability to write the get, so there is no lack of my control and ownership of the situation, and therefore it doesn't fall onto the category of a davish labalai. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. If a husband told a shliach, shalchua, shefchua, shalchua means to abandon her, shalchua means to send her away, techua means banish her. In all these cases, hare elu yichtavu yitnu, the get should be given. If he used the word petrua or parnasua, asula kanimus, asula karoi, ayam aklum. Tanya, however, quotes the Gemara another braisa. Reb Nosson Eimer, if the husband said petrua, tvarav kayomim, the shliach writes and gives a get. Petrua, layam aklum. Because the Rishonim explain, what is the difference between the word patrua and petrua? We have a machlokes Rashi and the Meiri. According to Rashi, the patrua means a get biturim. Patrua means potter, not a get biturim. According to the Meiri, patrua means a directive into the future, give or get. Petrua means I divorced her, and that's not true. He did not get divorced her. Explains the Gemara, the machloikes between Rav Nosson and our Mishnah, Amrava. Rav Nosson the Bavlohu. Rav Nosson was from Bavel. V'dayik bein Petrua lePetrua. Since they did not all speak Lashon Kodesh, they spoke both Aramaic and Hebrew. So if he used the Aramaic pronunciation of Patrua, he intended to divorce his wife. However, if he used the Hebrew pronunciation of Patrua, he only intended only to release her from her debts, and therefore it's not effective. Tana don, but the Tana of our Mishnah Baratz Yisrael, who? Loi daik, then weren't careful between the pronunciations, the differentiation between Patrua and Patrua, and therefore in the our Mishnah it says Loi Amar Klum. Ibailuhu, Hatsio Mao. What's the luck of you use the word Hatsio? Ezvu Mahu, Hitriimahu, Hindichu Mahu, Hailihu Mahu, all these different languages. Asolokadas Mahu, are they considered valid languages to affect the get or not? As the Gemara Pashmi Chada, one of these we can answer is the Tanya Asolokadas, Asolokanumas, Asolokaruai, all of these situations. Says the Braisa clearly, Loyama Klum, it's not an effective way of giving a shlichus to give a get.